According to Gary Keller, over the course of his life, he then came to believe in the wisdom of Dr. Carl Menninger, who pointed out that in experience, fears are educated into us and can, if we wish, be educated out. At some point, it tells us that you need to examine some of your core beliefs about success, how real or unreal they truly are, and how they may impact your chances for success. At best, your beliefs can lead to great confidence, and at worst, they can lead to extreme doubt. In this episode, we are going to talk about our fear stated in the MREA book, in which the source of most of our fears is myth. Hey RevFam, this is Coach Isa, and welcome back to RevAssist, the home of real estate virtual assistant. Whether you are new or already in the journey of the virtual assistance industry. It is extremely helpful to think of fears in terms of what generally creates them, which are myths, and what sets us free from them, which are the truths. It's about learning to look past your fears to the truth of situation. Investigating the myths and avoiding the misunderstandings that hold us back. So in order to truly set a stage for achieving the highest possible potential in your career, we believe you should pause, take a look at, and even confront what may be your own myth understandings. So let's dive in more. Number one, the first common myth understanding is, I can't do it. When the truth is, until you try, you can't possibly know what you can or can't do. Do you realize that whenever you say, I can't do it, you are assigning limits to your potential? Upon reflection, do you think it is wise or even fair to do that to yourself? The point here, nobody knows. And if you don't know what your ultimate potential is, then how can you possibly judge what is realistic? Honestly, what good does it do to us to talk about what is realistic when in the end, we don't even know what we're truly capable of achieving? And as Gary Keller's opinion on this matter, this kind of negative self-talk is as pointless as it is unproductive. And here is an even greater truth that high achievers have long since discovered. Once you try and achieve one thing you thought might not be possible, it becomes easier and easier for you to see the impossible and then achieve it. It is said that once you embody the power of a positive attitude, there's a lot of possibilities. Believing in such might help you achieve more. Remember that no matter what your circumstances may be at the time, when you set out to achieve something, always begin with the belief that you just might do it. You must understand that the very first step to discovering your potential is trying. You can't know what you're really capable of doing until you try and never give up. And this is what Gary Keller wants you to know and do, that your focus must be on your continual pursuit. Maximizing your potential is simply about trying and never giving up. It is being said that at least you try rather than never trying. Unleash the negative thoughts of you can't, because in life, once you try, learn, and do, that's when the time you can. You will see that you can be able to do such, of course, by not limiting yourself or your potential. Try and try till you make it, and believe and make it happen. Next up, the second myth understanding is, it can't be done in my market. When the truth is, yes it can, but you may need a new approach. It seems that even when people are able to see that something is possible, they tend to fall prey to another unknowable assumption. One of the examples given by Gary Keller is, they say, it may be possible elsewhere, but it will never work in my market. Well, here's the truth. If it has been done in another market, it can be done in your market too. What I want you to realize is that once it has been done, no matter where, it's just a matter of finding out how that can be possible in your world. Similar to the point we just made with the first myth understanding, until you try an approach that works in another market, you will never know whether it can or can't be done in yours. While your marketplace is certainly determined what some of the variables are, your plan of attack and your implementation of it will always be the key determining factors. And as Gary Keller experienced, the first one to overcome this myth understanding enjoys a distinct advantage in his marketplace. Always believe and don't underestimate yourself in your market. And who knows that when you try approaches that have proven successful elsewhere, there's a huge chance of being successful too in your market or your career or what path you are taking on. Now let's move on to the third one, which is the myth of it would take too much time and effort, I would lose my freedom, when in fact the truth is time and effort are not the deciding factors in your success. This is probably one of the greatest myth understandings of all, and it seems to be the one most people fall prey to. They truly believe that the more successful you become, the more time and effort you will have to invest, and the more freedom you will lose. Try looking at it this way. The key to success at this point is not to apply more time or effort to the equation, but to think of time and effort differently. Try to see time and effort first as an efficiency and effectiveness issue. Do the best you can with the time you devote to your business. And the third one is when the time and effort take you as far as they can, then you add leverage to progress to the next level. Gary Keller shares some uncovered series of related myths about time and effort, and here are they. Number one myth, more discipline means less freedom, when the truth is, discipline translates to effectiveness, which leads to accomplishment that creates more freedom and not less. Second myth, justice for all. Equal time should mean equal reward. The truth is, reward always comes down to who does the best job. Third myth, we perform best under pressure, when the truth is, you perform best when you focus, and pressure is a poor means to continually gain focus. And the last myth is, I have time, when the truth is, you have no idea how much time you have, so make every minute count. You must understand that by maintaining focus on what is important and applying leverage, then you will earn back your time. The more successful you become, the more, not less, freedom you enjoy. Let's go to the fourth myth understanding, which is it's too risky, I will lose money. When the truth is, risk is in direct proportion to how well you hold your incremental costs accountable to producing incremental results. Most of the time when we need to decide, there's always this fear that it might be risky, possibly losing money, getting afraid of what may be the result even if you haven't started yet. You must understand that if you hold your costs accountable for corresponding incremental results, and if you stay engaged after you write the check and evaluate the direct results of writing that check before writing more, you can greatly minimize your risk. Like the red light, green light example in this MREA book, once you have a green light, you increase your expenses by an appropriate amount to accomplish a corresponding goal. Now that you have increased your expenses, you must hold that incremental increase accountable to deliver an incremental increase in income. You are now sitting at a red light, and you will continue to sit there with no increase in your spending until you see the appropriate incremental increase in your income. Second is, once an acceptable incremental increase shows up for that level of spending, then the light turns from red to green, and you are now free to add another incremental increase in spending. Remember to don't pay for a second of anything until you are sure the first one is producing great results. Red light, green light is how you can greatly reduce the risks of increased spending. Overall, any dollar you spend that increases your net profits is ultimately a dollar well invested. And for one person, that dollar represents cost. For another, it represents an investment. Overcoming the it's too risky misunderstanding is about evaluation, engagement, and patience. Next one, the fifth common misunderstanding: my clients will only work with me, only I can deliver quality service. When the truth is, your clients aren't loyal to you, they are loyal to the standards that you represent. Please consider this important point. Whatever services you provide, as specialized as they may be, can be duplicated through the right people implementing systems to achieve standards you approve of. Now let's talk about standards, shall we? Your unique services are a byproduct of your standards. Like for example, in real estate, whether you realize it or not, you have set beliefs on how quickly you should respond to a buyer or a seller inquiry, and how a listing interview should be conducted, or how a difficult contract negotiation should be handled. The right approach to delegating tasks is to determine clearly what experience your clients and you expect your services to deliver, and then articulate it so that you can deliver that experience. And lastly, the sixth common misunderstanding is having a goal and not fully realizing it is a negative thing, when the truth of the matter is having a goal and not trying to achieve it is a negative thing. Fear of failure is so common, it even has its own phobia, which is kakorophobia. Try saying that 3 times fast. The problem for some of us is that overcoming our fear of failure, especially public failure, is very difficult to accomplish. And like, for example, the journey of Abraham Lincoln, stated by Gary Keller, before he came to success, he failed many times in his journey, but he did not quit to achieve his goal. The message here is that you cannot truly fail unless you quit. And one of the secrets to great success is to change your perspective on failure. You see, everyone experiences failures before they ultimately succeed. And it may sound like double talk, but failure is progress. Here's why. In attempting to achieve a dream and failing, you've learned to eliminate that approach the next time you try. Use your failures as stepping stones, and the next time you try something, bear in mind that history has made it very clear that you will probably have to fail a few times before you get it right. And you have to remember Abraham Lincoln. Too many people live their lives under the mistaken assumption that success is a matter of avoiding failure. And success is not about avoiding failure. Failure is about avoiding failure, and success is about trying. These kinds of myths tend to limit ourselves to what truly we can be. So always seek for the truths and abandon your myths for you to achieve high success in what you're working on or you're dreaming on. My key takeaway for this book is that you really have to know the root of where your fears are coming from. All the myths that Gary Keller has discussed in this book can be found on a daily basis and on different industries. And your industry might have several misunderstandings too, right? So you have to figure that out and you have to solve it with the right truth. Take action today and change your lives for the future. Always remember, I'm rooting for you. And again, this is Alyssa, Revis's Training and Development Center, the home of Real Estate Virtual Assistant. See you on our next episode. Bye.